Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Thinkorswim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. Enderil's new drone offers to inject more AI into warfare. A swarm of Ghost 4Ss controlled by a single person on the ground can perform reconnaissance missions like searching for enemy weapons or soldiers. By Will Knight. This spring, a team of small drones, each resembling a small sensor-laden helicopter, scoured a lush stretch of wilderness near Irvine, California. They spent hours circling the sky, seeking, among other things, surface-to-air missile launchers lurking in the brush. The missiles they found weren't enemy ones. They were props for early test flights of a prototype military drone stuffed with artificial intelligence, the latest product from Enderil, a defense tech startup founded by Palmer Luckey, the creator of Oculus Rift. The new drone, the Ghost 4, shows the potential for AI in military systems. Luckey says it is the first generation that can perform various reconnaissance missions, including searching an area for enemy hardware or soldiers, under the control of a single person on the ground. The vehicle uses machine learning, the method behind most modern AI, to analyze imagery and identify targets, but it also relies on more conventional rules-based software for critical control and decision-making among swarm teammates. Luckey says the drones can carry a range of payloads, including systems capable of jamming enemy communications or an infrared laser to direct weapons at a target. In theory, the drone could be fitted with its own weapons. It would be possible, he says, but nobody's done it yet. Kevin Ryan, a retired brigadier general and a fellow at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs, says the military is interested in small drones because they can gather the same intelligence as a satellite or a large conventional drone more cheaply, quickly, and independently. However, Ryan, who previously worked at iRobot, a company that used to make military systems as well as robot vacuum cleaners, says it remains unclear just how intelligent and how useful such systems will actually be. Everybody understands that AI is going to be able to do these fantastic things down the road, Ryan says. What we don't know is how soon. AI and military systems are either a perfect match or a terrible idea, depending on who you ask. Many researchers view military use of AI as deeply troubling and are seeking bans on weapons that could act autonomously. In June 2018, Google was famously forced to abandon a contract to supply AI-infused image-reading software to the Air Force after employee protests. But with cutting-edge innovations being developed at consumer tech companies and other countries rushing to make use of AI in their militaries, the Pentagon is keen to court tech firms and talent. Some companies, such as Enderil, are only too happy to lend a hand. The company, which is also developing a virtual reality platform for patrolling the U.S. border with Mexico, aims to shake up the defense industry with a playbook borrowed from Silicon Valley. Instead of waiting for direction from the Pentagon, It develops products internally that it then hopes to sell to the military. It also looks to militarize consumer technologies such as AI and VR, and to develop prototypes more quickly and cheaply. Anduril was founded by Lucky and several veterans of Palantir, which sells analytics software to the intelligence industry, and which last month filed for an IPO that could value it at $20 billion. Both Anduril and Palantir are backed by Peter Thiel, a prominent tech investor and Trump advisor. Drones are also part of a deepening technological standoff between the U.S. and China. Members of Congress have proposed legislation banning government agencies from using consumer drones made in China. And last month, the Trump administration named five U.S. consumer drone companies as approved government suppliers. Last week, China banned exports of several kinds of components used in drones. Lucky says all of the components used in Anduril's technology are made either in the U.S. or in allied countries, or can be replaced with ones that are. According to Lucky, the company is one step ahead of most in the U.S. military, too. We're usually building things that the government wants, but does not necessarily believe can be built, he says. If we believe something can exist, we just make it as fast as we can. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.